For today's GeoQuiz, meet the Wei Si. The Wei Si is the newest piece of technology to come out of Africa. It's kind of a tablet computer, like an iPad. For now, this new gizmo is available only in one country, the Republic of Congo, and only in that country's two biggest cities. Can you name them? One is the capital of the Republic of Congo. The other is the nation's main Atlantic port and commercial center. Got it? We'll be back with the answers and more on the Wei Si in just a bit. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you're into gadgets, you might want to get your hands on a Wei Si, if you can. It's the newest rival to Apple's iPad, and it's the first of its kind to come from Africa. It was designed there, though, like the iPad, it's made in China. Global Post South Africa correspondent Aaron Conway Smith tells us more.
Well, it's a tablet like, you know, the iPad or the Samsung Galaxy, except for it was designed by a 26-year-old Congolese guy from Brazzaville, the capital of the Republic of Congo. As you mentioned, it's the first African tablet to ever come on the market. In fact, it just went on sale today.
Brazzaville, the capital of the Republic of Congo. And if you also came up with Pointe Noire, good for you. That is the other city in the Republic of Congo where the Wei Si is being sold. So who's going to use it and how much does it cost?
Well, the idea is for it to be a tablet device specifically for Africans. What the inventor has said is that the price point is a bit lower than the iPad. It's selling for about $300. And he wants it to sort of bring the internet to the masses. That's what he said. In terms of both it being a little bit cheaper and also just the kind of applications and content that he plans to, or that he has on it, just sort of appealing to an African market.
Right. And will it have access to existing apps for all sorts of tablets?
Yes. It's an Android device, so it should work with existing apps. And then I think he's also made a call for people that want to design specifically for this device as well.
Is there a public in Africa hungry for a device like this? I mean, what does the company's marketing show?
Tablet devices like the iPad are hugely popular here in South Africa, also in Nigeria and in Kenya. And those tend to be the countries that have the most, you know, high-tech development. When you think of high-tech in Africa, you don't generally think the Republic of Congo. So it's a bit of a surprise that the first African tablet would come from there. It's a bit unusual.
The website for Wei Si says it's just like a lot of other tablets on the market. So my question then, why then a need for another tablet?
Well, that's a very good question. And I mean, we'll have to see whether people are going to want something that's billing itself as the African tablet. And I mean, the price isn't that much different than, you know, at $300, your average iPad is, what, $450, maybe something like that. So it's not a huge difference. I mean, really, people buy the iPad in Africa. I've seen it in Nigeria, here in Johannesburg, because they want the brand name, you know, an Apple iPad. So whether this is going to catch on, I'm not really sure.
And it's being marketed just in Africa? If somebody outside of Africa wanted to buy the Wei Si, would that be possible?
No, you can only buy it in the two biggest cities in the Congo. The plan is for it to be marketed in West Africa, in 10 countries in West Africa, and then also in Belgium, France, and India, starting a little bit later this month. That's his plan.
You going to get one, Aaron?
I'm not sure about that. I just got an iPad 2 for Christmas, so I think I'm set.
Aaron Conway-Smith with Global Post speaking with us from Johannesburg. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marco.